All right, time to jump into another deep dive. Today we're focusing on cybersecurity and specifically Patch Tuesday. The second Tuesday of the month when Microsoft rolls out those crucial security updates, it's like a monthly reminder to patch up those digital holes, right?
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, this month's Patch Tuesday is a big one. We're talking about addressing a whopping 159 vulnerabilities.
159. That's a lot.
And get this, 10 of those are classified as critical.
Critical. Okay, so for those of us who, you know, maybe haven't been obsessively following cybersecurity news lately, what exactly does a critical vulnerability mean? What kind of damage are we talking about here?
Well, think of it this way. These aren't just like small cracks in your system. We're talking gaping holes. And if they're exploited by an attacker, it could give them full control of your system.
Well, okay, so my computer could basically become a puppet doing whatever someone else wants. Not good.
Exactly. And to make matters even more urgent, three of these vulnerabilities are 0 days.
Right, the 0 days. You know, I always hear about those, but to be honest, I'm not always sure what makes them so different.
Well, 0 day basically means that attackers are already out there using these vulnerabilities before the patches are even available. So it's a race against time to get those patches installed before someone takes advantage.
So it's like they're playing the game with a cheat code.
Exactly.
And we're trying to catch up. So looking at the list, I see a lot of these critical vulnerabilities fall under the category of remote code execution, or RCE. Can you break that down for us a little bit? What exactly does that mean, and why is it so dangerous?
So imagine an attacker being able to slip a malicious command into your system and basically hijacking its functions.
Yikes.
Yeah, they could steal your data, crash your system, even use your computer to attack others. It's like digital puppetry, but with really bad intentions.
So not just stealing your data, but potentially turning your computer into a weapon against others. That's pretty terrifying, okay? I'm seeing a couple of these critical RCE vulnerabilities affect Microsoft Excel. Now that seems especially troubling to me because, you know, pretty much everyone uses spreadsheets in some capacity.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
You open what seems like a harmless spreadsheet from a colleague and bam, malicious code is executed without you even knowing. It shows how even ordinary tasks can become these like entry points for attacks.
So it's not just about being careful about the websites you visit or the links you click. It's about being wary of even seemingly harmless files. Okay. And I'm also seeing another pair of critical RCEs that affect Windows Remote Desktop Services. Can you tell us about that one?
Right. So Remote Desktop Services, or RDS, allows users to access their work computers remotely, which has become, you know, super common with so many people working from home these days.
Absolutely.
But if these services aren't properly patched, it creates a big opportunity for attackers, like an open door into your system.
Wow. So working from home, which seems like it would be safer in so many ways, could actually open you up to all sorts of new risks. It's almost like the more connected we become, the more vulnerable we are in a way.
Yeah, that's a great point. I mean, our digital lives are so interconnected these days, and that creates a whole web of potential entry points for attackers. They're constantly looking for those weak spots, you know.
Okay, so we've talked about RCEs, but let's go back to those 0 days for a minute. You know, given that they're already being exploited out in the wild, they seem especially urgent. Can you walk us through a couple of specific examples of why these are so concerning?
Yeah, absolutely. So one that stands out is CVE-2025-21275, which affects the Windows App Package Installer. What's particularly bad about this one is it lets attackers gain system-level access. That's the highest level of privilege, giving them basically full control over your entire system.
So it's not just like they're breaking in. It's like they're getting handed the keys to the kingdom, basically. It's not good. And then there's CVE-2025-21308, which has something to do with Windows theme spoofing. Now, that sounds particularly sneaky.
No, it is. This one tricks users into giving away their login credentials, all because they wanted to update their desktop with a new theme. So an attacker creates a special theme file, the user downloads it, installs it, and boom, their login details are gone.
Wow, so it's like being tricked by a wolf in sheep's clothing. You think you're just adding a little bit of personality to your desktop, and suddenly your entire digital identity is at risk.
Yeah, and what's even more interesting is this isn't just a Microsoft issue this time around. There are a ton of other vendors releasing updates, from Fortinet to Ivanti, SonicWall, Cisco, Adobe, SAP, even GitHub.
Wow, so it's not just a Microsoft problem, it's a whole digital ecosystem problem. It sounds like staying updated is crucial for any software we use.
Right, exactly. And a good example of how widespread these vulnerabilities are is Fortinet's authentication bypass flaw. This allows attackers to completely bypass security checks. It's like they just walk right in.
Okay, we've covered a lot of ground, critical RCE vulnerabilities, sneaky zero days, and the fact that this Patch Tuesday goes way beyond just Microsoft. But let's shift gears a bit. What can our listeners actually do to protect themselves? Where do we even begin?
Well, the most important thing is to apply those updates immediately. Don't wait, don't put it off, because this Patch Tuesday is basically a giant flashing warning sign.
Yeah, I think a lot of us are guilty of hitting that remind me later button.
Yeah, and that could be really risky. So updating is the first step, but there's more we can do. One important step is to disable NTLM if you can.
Okay, now I know some of our listeners might be saying, wait, hold on, what is NTLM? Can you give us a super quick explanation?
Sure, it's an older authentication protocol. It's still used in a lot of systems, but because of some inherent weaknesses, it's become a prime target for attackers.
Got it. So we're swapping out that old rusty lock for something a bit more secure. And how exactly do we go about disabling NTLM?
Well, the slips will vary a bit depending on your system, but you can usually find instructions online.
Okay, great. So update everything and disable NTLM, check and check. But what about those of us who want to go above and beyond the basics? Are there any other security measures we should be thinking about?
Think of it like building layers of protection. So firewalls are a great place to start. Think of it like building a wall around your digital castle.
I like that. And then we also have things like, you know, endpoint security solutions, intrusion detection systems.
Exactly. They're like adding guards to patrol the perimeter, watching for anything suspicious.
Love it. Okay, but even with all the tech in the world, we can't forget about the human element, right? Even the best defenses can be undermined if someone leaves a gate open.
Absolutely. Cybersecurity awareness is essential. We need to stay vigilant about phishing scams, suspicious emails. Attackers are always looking for ways to trick us into letting them in.
So we need to be aware of the risks, but we also need to know what to do if something goes wrong. What happens if, you know, despite our best efforts, we think our system has been compromised? What are the first steps we should take?
That's a great question, and it's something we're going to dig into in part two of our Patch Tuesday deep dive. We'll explore those signs of a potential breach and what to do if you think you've been compromised. So stay tuned for that. You know, it's fascinating how these vulnerabilities can actually impact our daily lives in ways we might not even realize. So how about we walk through a hypothetical scenario?
Okay, I'm game. Let's say, just for example, it's a typical Monday morning, right? I'm at my home office, I've got my coffee, ready to tackle the week. Where do the cybersecurity landmines lie in this, you know, seemingly ordinary start to my day?
Well, let's imagine first thing you do, you check your email, right?
Of course, always.
And there's a message from your IT department reminding you about, you know, updating your system for enhanced security features, they say. You're busy, you figure you'll get to it later.
Oh, yeah, I can see where this is going. Red flag.
Exactly. That email, it could easily be a phishing attempt, exploiting that Windows theme spoofing vulnerability we talked about earlier, CVE-2025-21308, right? The attackers are hoping you'll just blindly trust that email and download a malicious theme file.
So my attempt to be, you know, a responsible employee and keep my system up to date could actually backfire.
It definitely could.
No.
And lead to your credentials being compromised. It's a sneaky one for sure.
Okay, let's say I managed to dodge that bullet. What's next in my increasingly perilous Monday morning?
So next up, you open a spreadsheet attached to an email from a colleague. Remember those critical RCE vulnerabilities in Excel we talked about?
Oh, right, yeah. CVE-2025-21362 and CVE-2025-21354.
Yep, those are the ones. And without realizing it, you've just triggered some malicious code hidden inside that, you know, seemingly harmless spreadsheet. And because you haven't yet installed those latest patches, your system is wide open.
So my attempt to collaborate with a colleague has turned into a cybersecurity nightmare.
It has, unfortunately. And it really just shows how these everyday tasks can become attack vectors if we're not careful.
Okay, I'm officially spooked. Right. Let's say, for the sake of argument, that I escape that trap too. What other cybersecurity dangers are lurking in my workday?
Okay, well, since we're talking about, you know, working from home, let's say you need to access some files on your work computer. You fire up remote desktop services, but your system is still vulnerable to those RCE flaws, CVE-2025-21309 and CVE-2025-21297. Remember those?
Uh-oh. This isn't sounding good.
It's not, because an attacker who's been scanning for those vulnerable RDS connections could easily exploit those flaws and, you know, basically get right into your work computer.
Yikes. So working from home has suddenly become a high-stakes cybersecurity game.
It really has. And it's not just about individual risk either. Remember that Fortinet authentication bypass vulnerability we talked about?
The one that lets attackers bypass security checks like it's nothing.
That's the one. So now imagine that vulnerability being exploited not on your home computer, but on a server within your company's network. Suddenly, you know, the attackers have a way in and they could potentially access sensitive data, disrupt operations. It could be really bad.
It's just like domino effect, right? One vulnerability can have ripple effects across an entire organization or even beyond.
Exactly. And that's why this Patch Tuesday is so important. It's not just about, you know, fixing little bugs here and there. It's about strengthening our defenses against an ever-evolving threat landscape.
Okay, this hypothetical Monday morning has officially convinced me that I need to take this cybersecurity thing seriously. But honestly, it can feel overwhelming sometimes. Where do we even start?
Right, so we talked about a few key steps, like applying those updates right away, disabling NTLM if you can, thinking about additional security layers like firewalls, endpoint protection. But even beyond those technical things, it's really about cultivating a cybersecurity mindset, you know?
So it's not just about the tools, it's about how we use them and how we think about security in our daily lives.
Yeah, exactly. Be skeptical of those suspicious emails, you know? Think twice before clicking on unfamiliar links and be cautious about the files you download, even if they seem like they're from a trusted source.
So a healthy dose of paranoia is actually a good thing in the digital world, it sounds like.
You know, I wouldn't call it paranoia, but definitely a healthy sense of caution. It's about recognizing that every action online carries a certain amount of risk.
Okay, so we need to be aware of the risks, but what if something goes wrong? What if, you know, despite our best efforts, we think our system has been compromised? What are the first steps we should take? What do we do?
That is a great question, and it's one we're going to tackle in part three of our Patch Tuesday deep dive. We'll explore the signs of a potential breach, what to do if you think you've been compromised, and how to recover from an attack. So stay tuned for that.
Okay, we're back. And we're ready to wrap up our deep dive into Patch Tuesday. So far, we've explored those critical vulnerabilities, the impact they can have on our digital lives, and now let's talk about damage control. You know, what happens if, even after all our precautions, we think our system's been compromised? What are some signs we should be watching out for?
Yeah, that's important. It's not always super clear when you've been hacked. It can be pretty sneaky, but there are definitely some red flags. Keep an eye out for any kind of unusual activity on your accounts, like, you know, password changes that you didn't make, or maybe you get an email about an account recovery that you didn't initiate, stuff like that.
Ah, so those emails that say your account has been accessed from a new device, I feel like I get those all the time and I kind of just ignore them.
Yeah, well, sometimes those are legit notifications, but they could also be a sign that someone else has gotten into your account.
Yeah.
Like, it's always better to, you know, be safe than sorry and look into it.
Okay, so suspicious account activity is one red flag. What else should we be on the lookout for?
Performance issues can be a sign too. Like if your computer suddenly gets really slow or crashes a lot, starts acting weird, that could mean that there's some kind of malware running in the background, you know?
It's like your computer is trying to tell you something's wrong, but it can only speak in like computer language.
Exactly. And you should also watch out for any strange pop-ups or programs being installed that you don't recognize. If you see software you didn't install yourself, that's a pretty good indication that something's fishy.
So those annoying pop-up ads could actually be a sign of a bigger problem.
They could be. And don't forget about your browser either. You know, if your homepage or your search engine settings change, you didn't do it, that could be a sign of a browser hijacking.
Wow. It's amazing how all these little things can be clues, right? Like, you know, breadcrumbs leading back to a cybersecurity issue.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's say we've seen some of these red flags and, you know, our worst fears are confirmed, we've been compromised. Now what? What are the first steps we should take to contain the damage and, you know, reclaim our digital lives?
The absolute first thing you should do is disconnect from the internet.
Like unplug the Ethernet cable, turn off the Wi-Fi, the whole nine yards.
Yeah, the whole nine yards.
Yeah.
Because that will stop the attacker from, you know, being able to access your system or steal more data.
Okay, so digital quarantine it is. What next?
Next, you'll want to run a full system scan. Use a good antivirus, anti-malware program. Something reputable that's going to help identify and hopefully remove any malicious software.
Okay, so call in the digital hazmat team.
Exactly. Now, what happens next kind of depends on what the scan finds. Hopefully, your security software will be able to take care of the problem.
Right.
But if it's a really bad infection, You might have to do a full system wipe and reinstall your operating system.
Okay. The nuclear option. But sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do, right?
Exactly. It's like hitting the reset button on your digital life. And once you've cleaned everything up, it's super important to change all your passwords.
Right.
Especially for any accounts that might have been compromised.
So like a massive password overhaul.
Yeah. And enable multi-factor authentication everywhere you can. It's like having a double lock on your front door.
So we've cleaned up the mess, changed our passwords, locked everything down. But what about the damage that's already been done? You know, like what if the attackers got away with some sensitive data, credit card numbers, or, you know, personal information? What can we do to mitigate that kind of damage?
Right. So if you think your financial information has been stolen, you need to contact your bank, your credit card company immediately.
Like hit the panic button and freeze those accounts.
Exactly. And you might also want to put a fraud alert on your credit report. That way, if anyone tries to open new accounts in your name, there's an extra layer of protection.
Okay, so kind of like setting a tripwire so you're alerted if anyone tries to use your identity.
Yeah, exactly. And if you think more personal information have been stolen, like your social security number, you want to contact the authorities and file a police report.
So bring in the real-world authorities to deal with the digital crime.
Well, it sounds like recovering from a cyber attack can be, you know, pretty intense and complicated. But at least there are things we can do to regain control and protect ourselves from further harm. Any final thoughts as we wrap up this deep dive?
Yeah. I think the key takeaway here is that cybersecurity is not a one-and-done thing, right? It's an ongoing process. It's about staying informed, being vigilant, and staying ahead of the bad guys. And it's not about being paranoid. It's about being prepared.
Well said. I think we've covered a lot of ground. We talked about the latest vulnerabilities, what to do if things go wrong. And, you know, I hope our listeners are feeling a little bit more empowered to take charge of their cybersecurity and navigate the digital world safely. Until next time, stay safe, stay updated, and remember, knowledge is power.